ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with DeJoes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. I just jumped the gun there, but why not? It's Football Friday. I'm excited to get into Joe O and Paul's contest picks. You guys went 3-2 last week, 4-1, 5-0. What are we doing?
Need one.
I'm hoping.
Need one.
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few games we have not hit today, but I don't think any of us have any strong angles, side or total. The ones that we have not hit, as I'm scrolling through, what are they? Now we talked about Broncos. Browns, Texans. Do you guys feel, Aaron said earlier that she's looking to live bet this one. You want to see what you get out of Deshaun Watson, if there's juice in the building for the Texans or whatever. Is this even bettable to anybody? Side total props? It's just not a game that I have circled.
No. Maybe Chubb. You know, rushing props just because the Texans' run defense is so bad. But I Texans are nothing. Like, I'm not laying that number with the Browns. You just have no idea what you're getting with Watson. And there's a lot of weird, you know, all the, you know, noise around the game as well and the history there. Yep. I'm hoping the Texans, you know, pull off a stunner because it would knock out some survivors and that sort of thing. But no interest in laying that number with the Browns.
You're in a survivor play pool that re-upped. What's your play?
So it's also weighted with points. So, like, Seahawks finished 23rd last year, so I went with them. They're a 23-point survivor pick this week. And I'm like six off the lead, and the two people ahead of me took the Lions. So let's go, Jags. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Sorry, Aaron, go ahead.
I was just going to say, my thought on the Browns is, like, if Deshaun Watson is not rusty, I think they could win this by 3 or 4 touchdowns, but I just need to see what he looks like before I invest my money into this.
Yep. I have no interest in Seahawks-Rams. Seahawks laying more than a touchdown on the road, I don't care who they're facing, not interested. And Chargers-Raiders, I'm just convinced the Chargers are going to win, like, they'll win, but they won't ever cover the spread. I know the number's down to 1. Last I checked, it was 1.5 earlier in the week. I'm really not all that interested in that matchup or either team. This Colts-Cowboys number, it's probably too big. Do I want to bet on the Colts with Saturday and Moreparks Frazier information out there going on the road against one of the best defenses? Matt Ryan's a statue. I mean, could the Colts lose 40-3? Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
And I guess that's how you cover the spread. These other games that we have not hit on, I'm just not interested. So we're not completely ignoring these games, but we don't have strong angles. And with so many great contests this weekend, that's why we focused our attention there.
Yeah, agree with all that. I think the Cowboys number is only going one way. And oddly enough, I've gone back and forth because going into the Monday night football game, even though we were on the Steelers, looking ahead, seeing that, I was like, oh, Colts double digits against the Cowboys next week. Maybe there's an angle there. And then I've just gone the other way. So nothing there for sure. As Ian Mack, McMillan said, Matt Ryan could die, you know, with that offensive line against that pass rush. So, all right, so let's go Jags, you know, basically to win against the Lions. Lions are still bottom 10 in EPA per play, bottom 10 versus the run the last 4 weeks. Don't you feel like Dan Campbell is kind of like a 16-year-old with a Ferrari where he's told it's got, like, with these analytical decisions, like he's told, oh, we can do this and this and this. He's, all right, let's go for it on fourth down. Let's go for it on third down. But when he's actually got to make a decision, like a quick decision, like a hairpin turn or under 2 minutes, he has no idea what he's doing. Like, so coaching matchup-wise, it's Doug Peterson. He's been there. He's done that. He's won a Super Bowl. So give me the coaching edge there. Detroit is also the worst third down defense in the NFL this season, which at a certain point, you stop looking for, oh, this is going to come back and regress. Like, at this point, it's kind of a body of work. There could be some regression there, but it's kind of who they are. Detroit bottom five pass rush grade. Jags are the fifth best pressure rate allowed, so they're not going to get to Trevor Lawrence. He'll have time to throw. He's peaking a little bit. It's funny. Goff and Lawrence, both very similar numbers. 10th in EPA plus CPOE composite over the past month. But give me the Jags. Mm-hmm. Give me the Jags. Give me the better team, team on the upswing, even though Detroit's had some recent success to win the game.
Talked about it all week. I like Jacksonville as well. All signs point to the Trevor Lawrence run continuing. I'll play devil's advocate for a quick second. Any concern that the Jaguars' defense has been pathetic in recent weeks? Yards per play last 3 weeks, second worst in the NFL, 6.5 yards per play allowed, and we know the Lions' offense can move the ball, especially at home.
Yeah, I do think this is going to be an absolute shootout. So there's a little bit of a concern there. Worst graded tackling team per PFF as well, the Jaguars. But again, when it comes down to it, give me the better team to win. But yeah.
Yep.
I think it'll be points up and down. Yep, Jacksonville. All right. Mahomes inside a field goal?
Yep. Yeah. And I love the Bengals. Give me Mahomes. Yeah. We got two in the contest, by the way.
Yeah.
Not that it matters. DC not minus big difference two. Two and three. Two and two and a half. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Much better team, better coach. It feels like Kansas City's been waiting for this moment. They've been waiting for it since last year after losing both the regular season. And by the way, we expect Chase to play. We don't know how much. We don't know which Jamar Chase is going to show up. That's a big bit concerning, and there are a few Bengals injuries that are worth addressing. It's not just Jamar Chase. And the Mixon thing, I actually don't think is that big. Like, yards after contact, he was like one of the worst in the entire NFL. So P. Ryan can step in and do just as good of a job, but they've had some injuries in the secondary. DJ Reader at this point, we don't know if he's going to play for the Bengals. Yes, I power rate the Chiefs as the best team in football right now, and I do think they win by at least a field goal on the road in this spot.
Yep, and here's the other part of it, which, you know, look, Andy Reid's never going to be thought of as some run-first guy, but the Bengals are 32nd ranked run defense in EPA per play over the past month. So Pacheco could have a game a little bit. Like, they'll have options. The Chiefs will have options on offense. And the Chiefs, by the way, top 10 defense in EPA per play over the past month.
Mm. All right. Are you with me on Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road against a very poor Falcons defense, Mariota not looking good of late, and for the first time this year, game number 9, Pickett is going to face a defense outside the top 10 in the NFL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't on the top of my list, but I can get behind it. I'm on the over in this game. 42. Both these defenses. This is a dome game. Two defenses that have allowed the most receiving yards to wide receivers. Atlanta, 29th ranked pass D and DVOA. Neither of them get pressure on the quarterback. I think we're going to see some points. If we're seeing, you know, guys air it out, Mariota, fourth worst bad ball rate. Second worst third down QB on adjusted EPA per play. So yeah, I'll be honest, earlier in the week, I looked at the Falcons side, but I can get behind the Steelers. It's not one of my favorites, but I can be talked into it.
What's one of your favorites?
Titans. Been on it all week.
Yeah.
I like it. Should be a field goal, probably. Yeah. We got five. Titans plus five at the Eagles. Henry against that run defense. Eagles have a number one defense in EPA per play over the past month, despite what we've seen and what that reflects is a little bit surprising. But Tannehill, his numbers are looking bad. Fifth ranked QB in EPA per play over the past month. Tennessee number one in adjusted line yards, top 10 in opponent yard per play over the last three games. And they're going to protect. They're not great at protection. It's a little bit of concern against this Eagles pass rush. But, again, I think this should be a field goal. So, yeah, give me the Titans.
I think for the first time all year, I've said this before and it didn't pan out. I think for the first time all year, we're going to end the Friday show and have our five.
What are we at? I've lost count. Are we at four? Four.
We're at four.
How long do you guys continue to debate after the show?
A lot of times we touch base after the final injury reports come out, like on usually the text Saturday morning.
Just to finalize.
Yes. Say it. Go ahead. Who's the other one?
So let me throw out some ones first. All right. Okay. I could be convinced on the Ravens lane 8 if Lamar is good to go. I just don't think the Broncos score enough to keep
that inside. Quad injury, though, as much as he needs to run and stuff.
Yeah, I will say the Broncos, that vaunted defense, you're seeing the cracks. 22nd in yards per play allowed over the past 3 weeks, which makes sense because their offense is giving them nothing. They're going to start packing up and going home. But, again, we'll be looking elsewhere probably. The Saints, we could go back to that well. We were on the right side earlier in the season, plus 3.5 against the Bucs. The history there against Brady. Brady got a bunch of bailout calls in that first game. Why wouldn't we want to back Andy Dalton again? But
a lot of in prime time, they both suck in prime time. A lot of Bucks injuries too.
Worfs. Yep. One other one, Niners, Dolphins. We talked about all week. I'm staying away because of the Dolphins' offensive line issues.
Yep.
So
stay away.
That leaves us with the Jets plus 3 against the Vikings.
You've totally turned what you used to be with the Jets.
I know.
You're a Jets backer.
I was the OG Jets backer. I was the OG Jets backer.
You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Jets, Jaguars, Texans. That's pretty ugly. Minnesota offensive line, bottom 10 pressure rate allowed. Might be without Darisaw again. Jets are fifth in pressure rate, third ranked defense, yards per play allowed. So Minnesota's defense, talked a little bit about them maybe bouncing back, you know, overcoming some things. Solid run defense, but overall they're 23rd in DVOA, 27th versus the pass. So could be another Mike White game. Bottom 10 coverage grade the Vikings have per PFF. Second most yards per play allowed this season, and they are dead last in yards per play allowed over the last 3 weeks. And we know about that Jets defense. It's top five.
I have an idea. If Jets don't cover, Paul has to sing Chelsea's version of that Cher Jets song on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What's the other side of that bet?
I never thought it through.
It's only upside for
Jets.
Us. It's all risk.
Do big hat.
Living life in the Jets. I can feel something inside.
Fine.
Me say,
I'll sing it if
really
the Jets don't cover.
The win again. No.
I do.
Do you believe in life in the Jets?
No.
I'm not doing it.
Did she sing it at not National right Harbor? Did she grab the mic?
No. There was not a company karaoke.
There's no karaoke.
I should ask her if she's taking requests.
That would have been an all-timer. I think our debate, if there is one, which we could get finalized in the next minute, is Jets or Saints. Which one do you like more?
I feel more confident in the Jets. Saints, I'm kind of hoping.
Jets-Vikings is going to be a 3 or 4 point game. It's just a matter of which team's going to win. And, yeah.
Who's the Vikings kicker? He's always got a key kick. You know, he's always it always comes down to the wire with him. Maybe they're down one, kicks one from the 50, and the Vikings win by two. We can get behind that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blair Walsh?
Still Blair Walsh? Greg Joseph. No. They're all the same
guy. Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm good with the Jets. What can go wrong with five road teams?
Nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Home field's not worth anything anymore.
Well, all three favorites are less than a field goal, and our two dogs are one's a field goal, one's five. I like this list.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm good with it.
I'm on board.
We're all set.
Yep.
Not talking to you
5-0. Yeah, right. You see some injury reports. Oh, what about this?
Yeah, in a couple hours. It could change. I'm surprised we didn't bring up the Packers at some point.
It's just a lot of I want so for me it's still Packers or nothing, I'll be honest. Bad number though. Bigger number than it is now, 4.5 on the news that Rodgers is in. Or it's down to 3.5 with the news Fields is in. We got 4.5.
Dude, Rodgers is going to snap. He's going to snap on Sunday. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But then Fields could sneak inside that 4.5. Or he could get knocked out on the first drive.
Right.
The Bears are idiots for playing him.
And Simeon was not practicing. What if it's Peterman then? Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going back to the three touchdowns. Packers defense. Let's go.
Right. I like it. We're good.
All right. Nicer. We've got it finalized. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Up next, our favorite time. It's Friday. Lightning bets, our favorite plays of the weekend. Next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.